But isn't this working out kind of the way I was hoping? And I had no idea. It was just off the top of my head. We know that next year at this time...
There'll be 50 people.
Oh, next year at this time, we're going to expand this idea. Just as the camp house had to move to 3 days, we know that there's just some lifers there that they just won't give up. And if there is even one more last performance or concert or fun thing to do as they're traveling back out to their airport or something, that they could squeeze in if they were here an extra day. And we got to do this today in some form. We did a little mini performance of some Danger songs and a couple of songs of mine and John's. And next year at this time, this will be our plug for the podcast for the time to come. It'll be sliced into about the 6th month. We'll lay that out. But we're going to have, on the Sunday after the camp out, some kind of a musical performance with some bands and just kind of a informal thing. And I think we ought to include this idea or this talk part of it as a part of the thing. Sure. Because, how much fun this has been.
A lot of stories that...
Oh, and that's what people... Just like the dollar bill... The music is the people,
right.
and they're the ones, just like they're learning the chords or such and such. That's why these bands exist. That's why the music continues, is that there's an audience that says it's good, and an audience is willing to give people a listen. And it would be neat to continue this format and just keep talking about just all these really great fun things that have happened in the context of our musical journey. So
what I like
I
about
recommend
the camp out too is that when they're playing with the porch stock thing, it's almost like they're playing, a lot of times they're playing songs that they're not real familiar with.
Mm-hmm.
Other artists. And,
sure.
And you get the mistakes here and there, which
everybody
laughs along, and that it makes you feel like, hey, they're one of us. They're not the polished guy that we can't approach,
right,
type thing. You know what I mean?
Sure,
absolutely. They're just one of us, just out there having a good time and enjoying what they're, music.
That's the big thing.
It's one big family.
Yeah.
And the thing about the camp out is when you go, the mix of music is so eclectic.
Yeah.
Sure.
You're going to hear people like the Railbenders, which are just got pure country from hell. That should be one of the biggest country bands in the country.
Mm.
And very few people probably ever heard of them. And then you have something like Vermillion Lies, which is sort of a strange psychedelic vaudeville act.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have a punk band like Sixer.
Yeah, yeah.
Along with these great, bands like yourself and Camper Van. And
how about the Spores the first year?
It's just incredible. You don't get a mix like that anywhere.
Yeah,
the Spores
were phenomenal.
They were strange.
Remember, but when we were going around there, we were going to get ready to break on a major label, I guess, but I don't ever know what happened.
They did. I think they did put out an album.
I just remember when Groovin' last year at Graham Rabbit. You know, this is weird outfit.
My bunny ears.
It's like a half go-go show and stuff, and I'm thinking, people aren't going to dig that. And then I saw some guy that looked like he was like the desert deadhead, and he's kind of doing some dance and all this stuff. And people, it was just crowded. It was really cool to see, a band that really just, you talk about stepping out on a limb, in front of a bunch of cracker fans.
Well, that very first song that Graham Rabbit did last year, I'll never forget. That guy had that gorilla head on. Was just, the bass in it was just really.
It hooked. It was so funny because you see that and you don't want to like it.
I don't want to like it.
It's a gimmick band.
Like, tapping your foot, and you start, going, look, now these girls are jumping up there in these little bunny skin suits, It's just like.
Strangely compelling.
Yeah.
There it is again.
The Hackensaw Boys were really good this year.
They were. I had not seen them before. I had a lot of fun watching
that. That's not a surprise, actually. That's not a surprise because they're really good.
They are.
Yeah. Get super
This is their first time to the West Coast, too?
Really?
I think so, isn't it?
No. When we first found out about, that they were coming to play the Knitting Factory there in Hollywood,
that's true.
We We came in an extra day early so
we
could catch that.
Oh, Chris, I know we started a day early too. We're staying a day late, starting a day early.
Yeah, we started a day early so we could catch the.
You're kidding.
Arkansas. There.
They give you the shirt off his back.
It was, no. It was CPM.
Video rolling. Video rolling, right?
Oh, my God.
Video.
Hey, I just spilled a Coke in this keyboard here. And Tom, Morris.
I hate to see gear with sticky liquid dripping into it.
Yeah. He took his shirt off so I could clean that thing out.
Here, use my shirt as a key.
In the spirit of...